Well, Ryan, Tony Gall back into action again this weekend in the Dr. McKenna Cup. And after the victory over Queen's last weekend, the general feeling is that probably Down will prove a stiffer test this weekend.
Yeah, Tom, I think there's no doubt about that, really. You know, the game against Queen's, probably everybody who went to McCool Park probably knew what the outcome was going to be before throw-in. You know, Donegal played Queen's the year before and had won very easily. And I think, to be fair, Queen's wouldn't be one of the strongest university teams in the management. That was always expected. And I think even Declan Bonner said this week, you know, that maybe university teams, maybe their time is up in the McKenna Cup. And we've seen in the O'Byrne Cup and the McGrath Cup and the FBD League, it's just counties only, you know, going forward. And maybe that's the way that the Ulster should go. But I think this week, you know, Donegal go to Newry, and you know, Down are under new management. They lost their first game to Cavan last week, but it should be a good test. Down, I think, by all accounts, will try out a few new players. So, you know, they'll have players on both sides that'll be really looking to impress and put their best foot forward.
Of course, Donegal fielding under strength, I suppose, but it gives Declan Bonner an opportunity to experiment, and I suppose that's what the McKenna Cup is about. And can we expect to see changes tomorrow from the team that started last week?
Well, I think he's kind of hinted that there will be a few changes. I think we're probably likely to see Mark Anthony McGinley in nets anyway. I think perhaps the likes of Paul Brennan could feature, Tom. I think, you know, like, I know Donegal won the McKenna Cup last year, and, you know, I'm sure they'd like to get to the latter stages, but it's probably not a huge priority at the same time. And I think if he could try and unearth a player or two that maybe could have a role to play in the latter stages of the league, or maybe even the early stages of the championship, you know, I'm sure he'd be very happy with that. And you know, obviously you've got the likes of Owen McHugh and Jason McGee who are back in the mix now as well, Tom. And both players have looked to have bulked up significantly, and you know, should be good additions this year.
And of course, that is the thing about it, is Declan Bonner is looking to improve his squad and to improve his side. And as he mentioned last week after the win over Queen's, you know, he may have to rely on quite a lot of these players for the early part of the league as well.
Yeah, well, you know, like, there's a lot of the more senior players, the Paddy McGraths, the Michael Murphys, Ryan McHugh, you know, Owen Van Gallagher had some surgery at the end of November. So, you know, those fellas are probably going to take their time coming back into it. And, you know, I know last year that Donegal reached the McKenna Cup semi-finals and kind of integrated a few of the players back in then, you know, but some of the other players had to wait two or three games into the league before they got a chance. So, you know, I'd say, you know, they may be coming back at various different stages throughout the next couple of weeks and months. And, you know, like, there'll be other players that will get an opportunity to fill a hole. And I suppose it's up to them, Tom, to really, you know, show what they can do and show that they can be relied on when, you know, when the big games come.
They're playing Cavan then on Wednesday night, so the game's coming thick and fast as well. And if they weren't to make it to the knockout stages, Wednesday would be the last game.
Yeah, and that would be a 2.5 week break then, Tom, before their first competitive match. I know they play Gwydor and a fundraiser in Ardrah next week. So they probably would get a good test there, but I'm sure they'd be looking for a game the following week as well, just to make sure that you know, that they're out and doing the right things and etc. before that first game down in Ennis against Clare. So, you know, they probably, it would be an appealing prospect, I think, to reach the semi-finals of the McKenna Cup and possibly get through to the final. You know, we're all hoping that the weather will keep and that there'll be no postponements or any delay to the competition this year. So, you know, I think a 2.5 week break without a competitive game probably wouldn't be ideal. So I'm sure Donegal would like to reach the semi-finals this year.
And it's not so much maybe to retain the cup as to get the extra games for those players that Declan is going to probably rely on.
Yeah, like, you know, and like, it might help, you know, some of the older players do come back in as well. They might get their first taste in the semi-final as well. So, you know, I think, you know, and there'll be other players, likes of Kieran Diver, you know, Brendan McCall, these fellas that haven't played an awful lot of senior inter-county football. Like, the more games they get, the more minutes they get on the pitch, it'll do them good as well.
Down, of course, have to win after losing, you mentioned, lost to Cavan last week by a point. A little bit unlucky, you think, to do so.
Yeah, by all accounts, it was a Conor Madden point late in the game that won it for Cavan. You know, I suppose it was a clash of two teams with new managers and probably new ideas, and both trying to set their stall out. You know, Paddy Talley is taking over Down this year, and Paddy's a very highly respected coach and not just local circles but national circles. You know, he trained Tyrone, he trained Derry, he trained Down. He was involved with Galway last year. He trained St Mary's to win the Sigerson Cup, which was very unexpected in 2016. So he has a big reputation. He's getting a chance now as senior recruitment management with Down, and you know, he'll know the college scene and university scene very, very well. I know there was a number of different Down players in his St Mary's Sigerson team, so I'm sure he'll have a very good grip on the young players coming through. So it'll be interesting to see how he sets his team up tomorrow.
And I suppose the reality is the unfamiliarity with teams that we're not going to be sure of the strength of teams laying out tomorrow. It's very hard to predict how it's going to go.
Yeah, it is. Like, it's very, very hard to predict. You know, I was talking to a journalist from Armagh who would have a fair insight into Down football there during the week, and he says, you know, that they're expecting a very, you know, very experimental Down team as well. So, you know, like, how much will both teams be going for this game? It's hard to know, like, you know, but I think Donegal and Declan Bonner, if they could go down to Park Esler and get a result, I'm sure they would be very, very happy with that. And Donegal have a very good record recently in Newry, and I'm sure they'll be hoping to continue that as well.